Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. O you who believe, fear Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, have Allah consciousness in you, be mindful of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala at all times. Allah is seeing, Allah knows your condition, Allah knows what you do, and say what is straight. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, the meaning of this verse, say what is straight, is to say, La ilaha illallah. Say what is straight, that is La ilaha illallah. And with the barakat of that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Allah will forgive your guna. Allah will forgive your sins. Just say La ilaha illallah from your heart. Make the zikr of La ilaha illallah. Live the life of La ilaha illallah 24/7. And at the same time, make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive your gunas and sins, and Allah will straighten your a'mal. Because the more you are conscious of La ilaha illallah, the more you are conscious of what is the order of my Rabb. What my Allah want me to do, and according to that you lead your life. So this is it. Qulu qawlan sadida. Say what is straight and make the zikr of Allah and be conscious of the orders of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala every moment of your life. Another verse of the Quran Kareem, فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادْ أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. Give basharat, glad tidings, tell positive things to my slaves. أَلَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ, they listen attentively to a qawl, a statement, and they follow the most beautiful of it. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, there were three sahaba. Before accepting Islam, they were conscious of the statement, La ilaha illallah. Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sa'id ibn Zayd, and Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Before even accepting Islam, Allah just put it into their hearts that there's no one worthy of worship but Allah. They used to think about it, and with the barakat of this statement which was in their heart, thinking about Allah, the oneness of Allah, tawheed of Allah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed them with deen and iman. And Allah says, anyone who says La ilaha illallah, believe in Allah, proclaim in Allah, make the zikr of Allah, give them basharat. Give them glad tidings. One muhaddith Lays, rahmatullah alayhi, says, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he told to his disciples, he told to his followers, that Ummat Muhammad asqal fil mizan. The Ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on the day of Qiyamah, their deeds will weigh the most heaviest on the scale. Because of one statement which the previous nations felt it heavy, but it was easy for this ummah, and that was La ilaha illallah. What the previous ummah were deprived, they couldn't do, Allah gave the tawfiq to us. And here we are, sitting in a masjid, wherever we are at home, the women folk, sitting, making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this is tawfiq from the side of Allah. When Allah gives you tawfiq to sit and make zikr, know well that you are chosen by Allah. Allah wants to take your heart for Him, not for anyone else. It is stated, Maktubun ala babil jannah, innani anallah, la ilaha illa ant. Inshallah, we go into Jannah, and the door of Jannah is written that there is no one worthy of worship but me. But that is when you go into Jannah, we can have that La ilaha illallah inscribed in our hearts now and come here from our tongues. La ilaha illallah. Our life in this world will become jannat when we make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Umme Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha, she mentions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi mentioned this zikr, la ilaha illallah, la yasbiquha amalun. No amal, no thing, no act can supersede it and go ahead of it. The greatest act is to say la ilaha illallah. One is in the form of a structured zikr and one in the form of living the life of la ilaha illallah. And wala tatrukuha dham. And he doesn't leave any sin also. So when we make it the zikr of Allah, focus on these ayat of the Quran Kareem, on the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have yaqeen and conviction, this is what my Allah said. This is what my Rasul said, that when you make zikr, your sins are shed off. You become pure, kayomin waladathu ummuhu, like the day your mother has given birth to you. You come completely pure and clean. Make zikr with that mind, with that yaqeen and conviction. And most importantly, if we want the love of anyone, and we want anyone to love us, it is Allah. We want to give a heart to Allah, and we want Allah to love us. Let us make the zikr with the love of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq. Recite three times, Qul Allahu Ahad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahus Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahus Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam la ilaha illallah 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 la ilaha La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 illallah. Illallah, 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 الله خالقي الله رازقي الله معي الله معي الله معي الله رازقي الله كريمي
Allah.